Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
An acquaintance tells of visiting a large, imposing church for the first time. Just off the entrance to the sanctuary, he noticed three doors marked Men, Women, and Clergy. "I didn't know there was a difference," he commented candidly. Scientific research seems to indicate that among Jewish rabbis, there is a difference. In a recent edition of Nature magazine, scientists contended that a study of 188 unrelated rabbis from Israel, North America, and Britain demonstrate that, quote, "the composition of Y chromosomes, which are inherited from the father, in the samples taken from the rabbis was markedly different from the lay Jews," end quote. And what's such a big deal about this? If the study is valid, and at this point it seems there is no real reason to question it, there is solid evidence which demonstrates that the Jewish priesthood has been passed from generation to generation, and that among rabbis today there are some common genetic traits. What are the implications? Well, before I answer that question, and believe me, the implications are profound, let's trace the Jewish priesthood to the Old Testament. When God led the Israelites out of Egypt, he wanted men who were undefiled and separated from the whole to serve as priests. God chose the tribe of Levi for this purpose. And of this tribe, one family, the descendants of Aaron, were to be priests who were consecrated to the work of serving the tabernacle and eventually the temple. The priests alone offered sacrifices. The rest of the Levites were responsible for the care of the tabernacle and later the temple. They were scribes, teachers, musicians, and even judges. In 70 AD, the temple was destroyed, and with its destruction, the extensive records of families and genealogies were lost to posterity. Obviously, there were priests who survived that Holocaust and learned trades. Certainly, they passed that heritage on from generation to generation. But there were no written records proving that they were Levites indeed. Synagogues were established all over the world following the fall of Israel to the Romans. Wherever there were 12 Jewish males, a synagogue could be established. No doubt many of the priests who had served in the temple or in its care served as rabbis in the synagogues scattered around the world. But with the passing of centuries, how could you be sure who was a descendant of the tribe of Levi? Now, if your name was Levi or Cohen, you could probably be sure that you were a descendant of Levi, since those names are derived from Levi. Purists have contended that if a Jewish temple should ever be established in the future, it would have to be served by Levites, but nobody could be sure who is a Levite. Now scientists are saying that the genes of rabbis all over the world have some common genetic characteristics lacking in ordinary Jewish males. They believe this common chromosome variation can be traced back for centuries, even possibly to the appointment of Aaron some 3,300 years ago. Now, I suspect that your first reaction was the same as mine, skepticism and unbelief. But the more you think about the supernatural way that God has preserved His chosen people, the more you realize this may well be the hand of God in a design so grand and glorious that it defies human logic. After all, never before in all history has a nation come back into existence after its disintegration 2,000 years before. God does things His way, and what scientists have stumbled across may well be part of His plan for the future. I'm Harold Sala. I'd love to hear from you. A word of encouragement is always a blessing, and let us know how God has used guidelines in your life. You can go to our webpage, guidelines.org, and send an email or find resources to help. Or just send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org.